Peter Piers, a biography by Christopher Headington.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Peter Piers, a biography by Christopher Headington. À toutes mes amours, passées, présentes et futures. But there are some whose creative desire is of the soul, and who long to beget spiritually, not physically, the progeny which it is the nature of the soul to create and bring to birth. By intimate association with beauty embodied in his friend, and by keeping him always before his mind, he succeeds in bringing to birth the children he has long desired to have, and once they are born, he shares their upbringing with his friend. The partnership between them will be far closer and the bond of affection far stronger than between ordinary parents, because the children that they share surpass human children by being immortal. Plato, The Symposium, translated by W. Hamilton, Penguin Classics, 1951. Preface. In some ways, the inception of this book was in December 1978, when I was asked by the publishers Eyre Methuen to write a biography of Britten 2 years after the composer's death. I'd loved Britten's music and Peter Piers's singing for over 30 years, as well as knowing them personally. And after I approached Sir Peter Piers to ask if we might meet and talk, we did so twice.